with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Isolated flight delays may spread as air traffic controllers go without pay during the government shutdown.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at LaGuardia Airport Tuesday pleading their case and making it clear that recent delays may only get worse.
On Sunday, 44% of the delays were because of staffing shortages. Yesterday, that number was 24%.
He says many are calling out sick, working second job. The FAA was already short on staff before the shutdown, but Duffy says the situation is making things worse for training new controllers and keeping seats filled. Julie Walker, New York.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is throwing cold water on the idea of a third Trump term, White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
President Trump isn't ruling out a possible third term in the White House, saying he would love to do it. But House Speaker Johnson, who's a constitutional lawyer, said he doesn't see a path for a third presidential term. He said the country doesn't allow it, and amending the Constitution would take a decade and be too time-consuming. But that hasn't stopped the president from raising the possibility and selling hats that say Trump 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to carry out powerful strikes in Gaza. The decision comes after an Israeli official reported that Hamas fired on Israeli forces in southern Gaza. Hamas has delayed handing over another hostage's body in response to Israel's planned strikes. On Monday, the Palestinian militant group handed over body parts that Israel identified as the remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war, which Netanyahu called a violation of the ceasefire. This is SRN News. A new poll of small-town pastors, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Lifeway Research has been talking to Protestant pastors in America's rural spaces and asking them how they measure success in their congregations. As you might expect, big numbers in the pews are way down the list. The top sign of success for most small-town pastors is a congregation that shows its love. The healing of broken relationships is also very important, as is consistent church attendance by members, no matter how few they may be. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers have been adding more medical services and could be poised to do more. The expansion, ranging from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections to providing primary medical care, has been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The push could get more momentum with Planned Parenthood closing some clinics. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
An online retailing giant is slashing a lot of jobs.
Amazon is cutting roughly 14,000 corporate positions as it spends more on artificial intelligence. Amazon has committed about $10 billion apiece to AI-related data center projects in Mississippi, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. Rich Thomason reporting.
Shares of Qualcomm jumped 11.1%. That followed the unveiling of new AI-focused chips for data centers. PayPal saw some big gains after beating earnings expectations. It also unveiled advances in AI-based fraud detection and cross-border payments. UPS saw gains after it revealed efforts to integrate AI into its delivery routing system that signals confidence going into the holiday season. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 337 points at the close. The S&P 500 higher by 83. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.